Hi there, Donald. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Lulu wanted me to get on the line, of course.
Paul, I can't hear you. Donald, can you hear Paul?
Barely, but yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'm glad you can hear me. I'll have to get my equipment checked out. Now, Lulu wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of how the service works, and answer any questions. Also, because it's a younger business, you know, 4 years in, you still qualify for a reduced rate. Well, happy Wednesday. How's your day going so far?
Not too bad.
Okay. Well, I've got your file here in front of me. I know Lulu does a good job of outlining at least the basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point other than the price itself?
No, I mean, what's the traffic flow on that kind of exclusive part?
So how much
traffic does it get?
Right, and you use Google yourself, so you know you won't ever be the only company that pops up when someone is looking for
correct.
A deck builder. And not everyone will decide to call you. The people that see you on that first page, though, will have the opportunity to see a website that will build for you first. So the calls that you will get will be a high conversion rate. Now, I can do a search, you know, let's call it 40 miles. For 40 miles from 14411, it looks like it's just generating 7, 8, the 9 most popular search phrases. So this is a limited search. I mean, obviously someone can type in best residential deck builder near me or something like that. That's not a search that's on this particular list, but it's certainly a search you can be found for. So you're not going to be limited by how someone searches for you. Any keyword relating to the services you want to be found for, your company would be one of the options that pop up. But for the 9 most popular search phrases in a 40-mile service area, you are looking at exactly 1,814 searches, 1,814, I was going to say. Now that's not to say you're going to get 1,800 phone calls. I mean, obviously, you'd probably change your phone number if you did. But I can tell you,
right?
You know, and Google's been tracking this for a very long time. The businesses that pop up on the first page do see between 1 and 2% of the total number of searches for their services translating into direct phone calls. So 1% of 1,800 is 18. 2% would be 36. So if you're getting 36 phone calls from someone who saw your website, and of course we can expand that out when we're talking about all the different keywords that someone can search for. If you're getting 20 or 40, 50 phone calls in a month from someone who saw your website before they called you, I mean, that's a very high conversion rate, right? Even a small percentage of actual jobs out of that would have you being profitable. Now, it's not just for Google, though. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps. It's actually going to be a social media campaign. There's paid Facebook ads embedded in that campaign, too. You're looking at a flat rate of $249.00. So that's a reduced rate. Again, you qualify as a younger business. It's not like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. No matter how long you choose to keep the service, it would just be that flat rate. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's still that flat rate, that $249. And obviously for your services, I think one job would pretty much offset the cost of the service. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, being that it's designed to get your phone ringing and maybe instead of paying for leads, is that something you think you might want for your business at this point? Donald, are you still there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought I lost you for a second. You know, it is a position that we're actively filling, and, you know, I think you do quite well.
Well, I guess I could try it for a month. I mean, that's not really that bad.
It is
month.
Unfortunately
for me, business has been kind of slow because where I'm at, nobody wants to actually pay for anything.
Well, Lulu put that you know, you are willing to travel at least a little bit for the right job, you know, 40 miles or
yep.
so, residential client.
And the problem is, yeah, I got to do the estimates free because nobody wants to pay for that because local businesses in Rochester could do it for free, especially if it's a $20,000 job. I got to do a free estimate.
Yeah, someone's going to want to get a couple of different estimates. All right, one thing, and I want to ask you real quick here. Lulu attached Angie Leads, Home Advisor powered by Angie. That's a very, very different service. Have you been using that service long enough to know if it's working for you? Are you still using it right now, paying for leads?
No. Nope, not worth it.
Okay.
At least right now because I'm just getting toyed with the customers, and
that's why I was asking.
Paying,
yeah, I mean, that's kind of what you were describing.
Yep.
When you said you got to go out, you got to do an estimate, you don't get the job sometimes. I mean, that sounds like kind of par for the course for a lead-based service like Angie Leads or Thumbtack, where you get the same lead that your competitors get. And a lot of times people use that service because they want multiple bids. They want to find the cheapest guy. So I'm actually kind of glad to hear that you're not using that service, because that service can get pretty pricey, especially for the younger and smaller businesses.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. If I could get at least 10 phone calls in a month from this service, that'd be a minimum of $1,000 in Angie.
Yes.
So I'd rather...
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Especially if through Google, if I can...
Right.
just one job, one roof will pay for the whole monthly service. So I'll give it a shot.
I think you're going to do well with it. I mean, just looking at the number of searches for your services, I mean, having a website on that first page of Google, I mean, Google it, right? It's what we say and it's what we do. It's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet.
Yeah, Google.
Now, the phone number
that's what I tell people.
Oh, it's where we go. And every new customer that finds you online does become someone who can use your services for a different project, recommend you to their friends.
Yep.
It's really going to help you to grow your client base.
Yeah, they'll become loyal. Yep.
Exactly. Do you have photos of some of the work that you've done, like before and after photos, that kind of thing?
Yeah, more or less. I got a bunch of photos during the work.
Gotcha.
I guess in here there I could take a bunch of pictures of before and after.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously for some other projects, I don't do all the work.
Okay.
Because I haven't actually skilled in that kind of work, but that's my job as the GC. Is have other contractors come in.
Sub it out.
And do what I don't.
Absolutely.
Like finishing the drywall or the electrical.
Okay. Gotcha.
Other than that, I do pretty much all of it.
So the reason that I ask is with the website included, not only is the initial construction of the website included, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website is included as well. So as we send you new jobs, you can take more photos. We can always add those photos down the line to the website. And then the number that we're speaking on, this is definitely the number that you want your customers to call. This is going to be the main business number.
Yep.
Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text
message
on that number? Perfect.
Yes.
Now, most of the time, Donald, you're simply going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers will simply pick up the phone and call your number. Now, there will...
have phone calls.
Exactly. On the website, too, there's going to be a contact form. So if someone fills that out, instead of calling you, you'll get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone's trying to contact you. Whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Now, one thing I did want to ask you, and it's on the Angie profile, which makes me think it's probably a home address. Your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you go out to the customer. No one ever really comes to you. There's not like a physical address. Okay. So the 13016 Ridge Road West, is that your home? Is that your residence?
Yep.
It is. Okay. So obviously you receive mail there, but you don't receive customers there. Google doesn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So they'll list your city and state, not that physical street address. Donald, Lulu never did get your last name.
Runge. R-U-N-G-E.
Okay. And then what is a good email address either for you or for the business itself?
ContractingDRLLC@gmail.com. No capitals and no spaces.
All right. So the name of the business at gmail.com. That's perfect. I was going to say if it's a business email, it will be listed on the website. People will physically see that email address. And then, of course, from time to time, we will email things to you. Most of the time, we'll just give you a quick call or send a text message. But for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email things out to you. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, one thing I did also was I waived your setup fee. So it's just going to be the $249 as an out-the-door cost. Lulu sent me a note just to make it as affordable for you as I can. Even though it's month-to-month, you know, we're pretty confident that you'll keep the service long-term, and that's kind of how we've been successful for almost 20 years. We started in 2004, keeping clients on board long-term, satisfied, and, you know, performing well. That's how we've been able to be successful. So certainly your success is our success. We want to make it affordable for you. So it's just the $249 out the door. There's no setup fee. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, I would do a couple of things. One, I'd be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. We'll be scheduling a follow-up call with one of our technicians for even later today if you've got time. We're going to want to talk to you in detail about all the different services you want to be found for, places you want to be found for those services. If there are places even 5-10 miles away that you know you don't want to go, let us know that too. We just won't run your ads there. That way it's very targeted. You're talking to the people and the places that you want to go to and service. Of course, we'll talk to you about things like mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We take care of all of that in that follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the other thing that's required of us, because we're Google partners, is to read a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case, not only are we reducing the cost of the service, we're actually waiving the setup fee and including that website. Now, for that follow-up call, there's a 4 o'clock that I can still get you in, 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock. Would any of those times work out for you today to receive that 30-minute phone call?
When is it now? 3, 4, 6 o'clock.
6? Okay. So we'll schedule it from 6 until 7. It's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. Usually we'll get to you right at 6 or a couple minutes after. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to make that call, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, to just kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any questions you might have, and then, of course, hand it over to them. I may already be on another call or in a meeting. If I'm not able to be on that call, that's okay, too. They'll call you anyway. I did want to add a little bit of extra protection here on your account, just a simple question and an answer. If anyone calls us, Donald, and tells us that they're with Contracting Dr. LLC, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still, from time to time, ask you for the answer to the security question. And then, Mr. Runs, this is important, especially a week from now when your website's active. If you start getting phone calls from anyone claiming to be Google or claiming to be Local Splash even, they would need to know my name, first of all, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information pretty much right away, just let them go. If anyone ever calls you and asks you for more money for your Google listing, just politely let them go. I'm going to do the voice verification in just a second here, and it will clearly state that it bills once a month on the 17th for $249 and never a penny more, and then that's going to attach to your account as an added form of protection for you. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet name.
First pet?
Santa.
And then what is the answer?
Banter.
You said banter with a B?
No. F. Santa.
Oh, Santa. Okay. Gotcha. I have a little bit of static on the line, just a little bit muffled. And then let me get to that voice verification here. It is recorded, but you can certainly stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. And I do have that set up now. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Donald, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement. And it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Contracting DR LLC.
Okay. And please state your name and your official title within the business.
Donald Runge, CEO.
Okay. And Donald, as the CEO of Contracting DR LLC, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Donald, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of a silly question, but I do have to ask it. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are actually able to contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Donald, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your business. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, we'll make sure that your business information is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Donald, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that information is accurate. Mr. Runge, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you, and we will also make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate for your business. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, reducing the cost of the service, waiving your setup fee, with the website included and with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 17th of July, in the very reduced amount of $249.00. Donald, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included as well at no cost, and in this case we'll be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website, meaning that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 17th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $249, and again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is offered on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it, too, if you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. In fact, the service could be paused seasonally, if necessary, by simply contacting our client support team. Donald, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Donald, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then, Donald, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Let me look. Master.
A MasterCard. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
This is the business name.
Okay. And then you said that was a MasterCard, so that should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
So you already got the first one. So I'll start from the beginning. 5138-6300-7070-4802.
The expiration month and year?
0127.
01 of 2027, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
660.
Okay, so we've got 660 on the back. I've got January or 01 of 2027 for the expiration date, and then was the card itself 5138-6300-7070-4802?
Correct.
Is that bill at the 13016 Ridge Road West, 14411?
Yes.
It does. Okay, perfect. Now, in about a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. And it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
No, I don't. I can print that stuff out at home anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll get it by way of email in about a minute. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. You'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And on that invoice email, there's going to be a link to the written terms and conditions, everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. When you receive either the text message or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. I also want to get my client interview technician just a little bit of a head start here. A couple of things that they're definitely going to want to know, like your hours of operation. Are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When do you want to be
found? 7 days a week.
7 days a week? Is that like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
Let's see, I can do from 7 in the morning to 7 at night, 7 to 7.
Okay. So 7 to 7, 7 days a week. Are you currently taking anything besides cash and check, credit card, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, anything like that?
Credit card, debit card, check. But that's it. No, I mean... Who really uses Venmo and Cash App to pay for a $10,000 project anyway?
Exactly. It's just a question that my... I know they're going to ask, but credit card, debit card, cash, even, or check. Okay, got that.
Yep.
And then...
I
If anything ever changes, just let us know. Okay, we can always update that information. Anything and everything can be updated. If you change your phone number, if you know, you want to add services, anything like that, you can always have us do that for you. Oh, one thing that I didn't mention before, and a lot of our clients actually love it. I'd say not the majority, but some of our clients do love that there's a website editor tool as part of your tracking and reporting system. We call it your client dashboard. So not only can you track your success, you can edit your website. You can add photos on your own. You can make content changes. You can like put in a discount or you know, special, anything like that. Some of our clients love that, but I would still say the vast majority of our clients want us to take care of everything, and of course we will, and there's no cost for that. Did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now? Looks like you got both the welcome email and the initial invoice email already sent to you.
And I got the two text messages, yes.
Perfect. So the one that we would like you to see right now is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on and open up that one, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you click on that blue click here, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services that we'll be providing for you on the left-hand side, everything we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. I don't want to take up all your time, but real quick here, Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 will be choosing Bing over Google. Most of those people search on their smartphone. So we'll also mirror the content on Bing as well. We want you to get those phone calls and opportunities. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yelp. It's all the different directories necessary to be on that first page. We are doing that custom website for you, and the Facebook ads are included too. You'll see a long line that goes all the way across. Below it, it populates your mobile number and a couple of boxes. We want you to click on both of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. Of course, we want you to click on that box as well. You'll see a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it. That's where you would click and either type in your name as it appears or copy and paste it. So it is case sensitive. The D and R are capitalized. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after it. But once you've got your name
so
in that box.
There is no DR Runge. It's just Donald Runge.
It says Donald Runge.
Oh, okay. Yep, I got it. Yep. Username and password.
You don't actually have to go that far. You're seeing that because our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, so it's asking you to log in. But if you go to the welcome email, it's got our client support information and it's got your login credentials. Your username cannot be changed. It's in our system the same way, and we've got it so that it's easy for us to access the information, but we've kept it easy for you to remember. It's the phone number that we're speaking on. The area code's included, but just numbers. So no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So it's 584-261-0941. That's going to be your username. Now, your password, you can change it. Once your tracking system is active, if you try it now, it's just going to give you an error message. It's going to tell you that we're still trying to set everything up. We actually do have to do your client interview first for us to create the content for there to be something to track. But in the next day or so, you're going to receive by text and email notification that your tracking system is active. Once you're able to access your tracking system, you can change that password. But it's SEM Splash, so SEMSPLASH, no space, all lowercase. That's your default password. Some people never change it, and that's okay too, but you certainly can change it once you log into your account. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. It looks like you're about to receive another email. It says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. I see that that's in processing, but has not been sent yet. It'll make a little more sense when you see it. Google's made the whole process of getting PIN verified just a little bit more comprehensive. They want to make sure that every business on the first page is an actual legitimate business, someone that would provide those services when called. So it looks like you might be able to refresh and see that now. it doesn't have to be everything on this list, but any photos that you can send us of tools and equipment, your work vehicle, any business card if you have one. Obviously, there's no workplace, but for that one, for service-based business, Google's fine with where you park your service vehicle when you're not using it for work. Is the business itself licensed or insured?
Both. I mean, okay. So my business is a DC, so I
right.
can do pretty much anything without requiring a license. Obviously,
got
when
it.
I bring in subcontractors, the electrician will have a license.
Right.
And that's about it. I mean, a lot of the plumbing I can do myself.
Yeah.
And I don't need that because I'm the
sure.
owner, and I don't need it because it's a GC. So.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, to be honest with you, that's just kind of a form email that everyone gets, and it does not have to be everything on that list. It just helps us to expedite the process. Any of those photos you can send our way, a lot of that stuff we're going to want to put on your website anyway.
Okay.
You're all set and
because
squared away on my end. If I am in between phone calls in that 6 o'clock hour, I'll be on the beginning part of that call. At 5 o'clock, you're going to receive an automated reminder. Through our automated system, just to tell you that the phone call is scheduled at 6. I also sent you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your record. You don't have to respond to it. It's fine if you do. A lot
okay.
of people do. But it's just this Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com, that's the email address in the welcome email, please include your phone number or your username. They're basically the same way, the same thing. That helps us to access the information quickly and forward it out to the right department. You can send anything and everything to that one email, although when they do the client interview, they'll probably give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash.com. Of course, you can email the photos team directly, but you can send anything and everything to the general support email, and we'll just take care of the rest. Other than that, you're all squared away. I do hope that I am in between phone calls at 6 or shortly after 6 when our technician is ready to call you. Be a real pleasure to say a quick hello to you. I did want to be the very first to say, welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited to get that website out there. Get your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time.
You know, I'm really looking forward to it, too. So I'm
fantastic.
Actually, this is the most decent proposal I've seen. So,
well, I appreciate that.
Well, I'm not kidding.
No, I'm sure you're not. Yeah, I mean, I talk to business owners all the time, and you know, obviously, you know, like you said, Angie's wasn't the right fit for you. We do hope that this will work out for you. I mean, I'm pretty sure that it will. I hear a lot of my other pricing directors say something pretty corny along the lines of, like, give us 1% of your faith and trust, and that first month we'll earn the rest, and things like that. It kind of sounds salesy and hoaxy, but like I said, I've been with the company for a long time. April 17th was my 11-year anniversary. So I've got clients that have been with me from almost the very beginning. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16, 18 years in some cases. Like I said, we've been around since 2004. So I definitely know that the service will work for you, and I'm happy to be a big part of your continuing success.
All right. Sounds good. I'm really looking forward to it.
All right. Well, hopefully I'll be able to say a quick hello when our technician is ready to call you at 6 o'clock. If not, you have a great rest of the day, sir.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, Daniel.
I hope to hear from you, though.
Absolutely. Me too. Yeah, I'll try to make myself available. Sometimes I get on a call at, like, you know, 5:30 or something like that, and I'm still on it at 6. I'm like, wow, okay, I'm going to miss that warm handoff, we call it, with our technician connecting over to you. But hopefully I'll be able to keep my phone line open. But we'll talk to you in a little bit one way or another.
All righty. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, Donald. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye.